I don't like to judge my alternatives. What would you do? Would you put it in your pocket and run to Las Vegas? Put it on red? You were so lucky. Who knows? If you're going to keep the money, at least hold on to it. Don't spend it yet. Len Tillum, I'll be back Sunday, KGO San Francisco.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
The truck didn't come, the letter didn't arrive, and we're staying.
Bob McGuire, who owns McGuire Chevy in Bordertown, New Jersey, they did not get a visit from the dreaded FedEx truck today. Other dealers did. On that truck, letters telling the dealers they would soon have to shut down. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Many GM brands end their advertisements this way.
See your local Cadillac dealer for details.
Now there will be fewer dealers to see.
It's been a difficult process. We took it very seriously.
GM's Mark LaNave notified 1,100 dealers they would be dropped.
Our plan is not to immediately terminate these or any dealers, but offer them a wind down.
Once franchise licenses expire in October of 2010, GM will not renew.
It's not something that we didn't do without a lot of deliberation, a lot of thought.
Painful for the dealers, LaNave said. Good for GM long term. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says those closings will help the company, but GM still may be forced into bankruptcy.
Obviously, there are a number of difficult decisions that GM has to make, just as Chrysler had to make.
With some new rules attached, the Obama administration has announced it will restart military tribunals for a small number of Guantanamo Bay detainees.
These changes will make military trials constitutional in President Obama's view. In particular, statements from detainees obtained during cruel and inhuman questioning are out as evidence.
ABC's Ann Compton. We've just learned two more schools in New York will be temporarily closed for swine flu. That makes five in all. The CDC's Dr. Daniel Jernigan figured out this would probably happen.
We expect, just as with seasonal flu, that flu will appear in different places. It'll come, it'll go. And so that we're trying to monitor that. But overall, we're seeing increased activity.
Hundreds of kids in New York are sick, and an assistant principal is in the hospital. Markets just before the close, Dow down 71, NASDAQ down 7. You're listening to ABC News.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
I need pain relief that won't mess with my grip.
The new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator. Powerful, targeted, long-lasting pain relief now in a roll-on applicator. No mess. Just maximum strength medicine for back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. Massages in icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away.
Wherever I hurt, wherever I go.
Stop pain right at the source with the new Icy Hot No Mess Applicator.
No pain, no mess.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
The controversy over which lawmakers knew what about waterboarding and other harsh interrogation techniques continues to be debated forcefully in Washington.
It's a full-on political attack on Democrat Nancy Pelosi from the Republican who used to have her job, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Speaker Pelosi's the big loser because she either comes across as incompetent or dishonest.
Gingrich says Pelosi should be investigated for lying to the House. Pelosi says CIA briefers did not tell her that waterboarding was being used.
I am saying that they are misleading, that the CIA was misleading the Congress.
Speaker Pelosi wants a truth commission to investigate. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Be it booze, wine, hard liquor, new survey shows Americans certainly do enjoy having a drink or two. A new poll finds 29% of U.S. adults drink alcohol at least once a week, and 6% say they drink it every day. The group with the largest percentage of people who drink daily, those over 64. In this country, we sometimes rescue stranded dogs. Down under, they rescue stranded kangaroos.
A daring sea rescue of a kangaroo off Australia's Gold Coast. Neil McCallum, who used his surfboard to come to the rescue of the bouncing beast, picks up the story.
He stopped right here, right in front of the water, and I went, wow, it is a kangaroo. That's pretty incredible. And then, boom, dives in the water and starts swimming out to sea.
Back on the beach, the kangaroo didn't even bother to say thanks, just popped away. Linda Alvin, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Jurors in San Jose are deliberating the fate of a Milpitas man charged with the beating death of a dog with a hammer. Federal agents are investigating the Novato Sanitary District. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the FBI served a search warrant on the district this week. Agents won't say why the offices were searched. And while UC Merced gears up for a graduation address from First Lady Michelle Obama, Sonoma State is gearing up for its own special guest, Henry Rollins, a Grammy award-winning singer and actor, will be delivering the school's commencement address next week. He's best known as the former singer of the band Black Flag. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Benicia, eastbound 780 before Southampton, it's a two-car crash in the left lane. Berkeley crash, eastbound 80 after Ashby Avenue. Four cars, right lane. Now through June 1st, lease a BMW 328i for $379 a month or get 0.9% financing. See your Bay Area BMW Center today or visit bayareabmw.com/finance for details. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
We are pushing 90 today. Tomorrow, 95, 100 for Sunday. By the Bay, highs will be around the 80s. It's 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. As I've said many times, no science is immune from an infection of politics. And I'm not taking sides in this debate because it's just too complicated. I admit I'm having trouble completely understanding all different issues and sides when it comes to health care, its availability, and all the stuff we are going to have to deal with. But I saw an ad on TV that just made me go ballistic. And so I tracked it down. You are all seeing it. It's actually from a group called Conservatives for Patients' Rights. Now, whether that's an oxymoron or not, I don't know. But this ad is just the kind of thing that drives me nuts because it's very well crafted. And it has been said many, many times, conservative Republicans are very good at crafting simple messages that resonate with people, obviously. And these ads feature a couple of people, maybe there's three people. Two people from UK and a person from Canada who are unhappy with what we call government health care. So one person says, I had to wait 2 months for my operation. And another one says, I couldn't get the test that I wanted. And it goes on and on and on. And the conclusion is, you know, who should make medical decisions? Me and my doctor or the government? Well, the way it is now, you got a high school graduate at an insurance company making decisions about your health care. But the idea that you find a person who's unhappy with the health plan in their country, and that's going to influence how you think about this? Imagine if those who felt differently launched an ad. Here's Mabel. She couldn't get any operation and she died. Here's Alice. She couldn't get any insurance because she had a pre-existing condition. It's nonsense. Just don't fall for this stuff. That's all. Do your homework. Learn as much as you can. But this, drivel. Speaking of which, forget about the economic crisis. Forget about the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, saving Social Security. An online opinion survey released by the White House this week. What do you think? What do you think is number one? This is part of the Citizens Briefing Book, which compiles the results of an online project launched by the Transition Office to solicit policy ideas from the citizens. You got 1.4 million votes, right? Now, this is not a scientific poll across America. This is just people, okay? People weighing in with access to the internet, letting the White House know what they think the most important issue is in America. Number one, legalizing marijuana. Ending federal prosecutions for medical marijuana, also high, as did ending the war on drugs. Here's a particular quote. We must stop imprisoning responsible adult citizens choosing to use a drug that's been mislabeled for over 70 years, okay? This is not scientific, just to kind of tell you how easily you can propose that what you're saying is backed by, quote, research. A large number of people, let me see, what was the second one here? Playing online poker. Very important issue. Way, way, way ahead of the economy, the wars, Social Security. And I'm happy to say, Citizens Briefing Survey called for an end to the tax-exempt status for Scientology. The number one technology issue was legalizing online poker. But ending the tax-exempt status for Scientology, right up there in the top three. That kind of amazed me. And just to let you know, you're not alone. The American Psychiatric Association is going to begin its annual meeting. That's coming up this weekend. And, of course, the Scientology cult, it says here, and its various front groups, along with their bizarre industry of death sideshow, are going to make the scene, warning the world about the kill-crazy, lobotomy-happy psychs and recruiting new customers for their cult. But also in attendance will be Heather. And will be plenty of members of the Anonymous, that's what it's called, Anti-Scientology Activist Network. And this is, as I read their press release, I mean, they lay it all out there. I mean, yes, there are amazing fronts for Scientology. The Citizens Commission for Human Rights, I see that all the time. Narconon, Applied Scholastic, etc. They claim to be the world's fastest growing religion. They claim 15 million members, but it's closer to 55,000 worldwide. It's being investigated and prosecuted in several countries for a variety of human rights abuses and financial crimes. It's been kicked out of Greece. Germany declared a threat to democracy. In France, it's a criminal, described as a criminal gang. They're on thin ice in a bunch of other countries. And it goes on and on and on and on. And as you know, sometimes when I see something just so preposterous, I wave my hands and I go, nobody's going to fall for that. I guess I'm wrong. And they have had a war on psychiatry, as you know. And according to the cult, I'm reading this from a press release here, psychiatrists are to blame for the African slave trade, the Holocaust, ethnic cleansing in the Balkans, September 11th, and every other bad thing that ever happened in human history. They believe that, they believe in aliens, space aliens. But you got to spend a few hundred thousand dollars to get to the high level so you are exposed to the space alien deal. You know, Xenu got the help of psychiatrists in summoning the galaxy's inhabitants for an income tax inspection. Great stuff. All right, let's move on here. This is not about pot, but it says here Alabama, Louisiana are near to each other, but it says Louisianans have never seen a drink they wouldn't imbibe, and Alabamans think alcohol is the devil brew. Well, this afternoon in Montgomery, Alabama Senate passed a bill raising the amount of alcohol allowed in beer for 14%. And it goes on and on and on and on. And when I see this, I have to say something. It's not the percentage of alcohol that's in a drink. It doesn't matter. It's like the hullabaloo a couple of days ago. Oh, my gosh, marijuana is going to reach 10% purity. It had nothing to do with it. So you take three hits instead of 10. If I put a glass of wine or a glass of beer in front of you or a glass of vodka, you would know the difference. You can get just as plastered on the beer and the wine. You just got to drink more, volume-wise. So to me, it's a non-issue. Bunch of people taking issue with Senator Lindsey Graham defending interrogation techniques, which some have labeled as torture. And he uses a phrase that's gotten some skeptics upset here. He says that there was evidence that torture provided good information. He says one of the reasons these techniques have survived for 500 years is apparently they work. And that just has launched a fury of emails here. This is a common mistake many people make. Because something's been done for a long time, that means it's useful or effective, right? Bloodletting was used for a long time. It doesn't mean it's useful or effective. Laxatives, purgatives. We used to think the body, that illness was caused by evil humors. And the question whether torture is effective can be debated. And that's a difficult one. I mean, how would you do the study, the definitive study? Because once you're tortured, you can't do placebo torture. Now, how do you know that that person would not have told you the truth under other types of, let's say, gentler persuasion? And so just saying that something's been used for 500 years means it must work, okay? And then there's a question here whether, depending on your religion, is torture okay? I need to hear that from folks. For instance, from different devout Christian faiths, is torture okay? I don't know. You need to tell me. Well, Mother Earth, of course, she's sick. We know that. And sometime this year, the number of people using a PC will pass the 1 billion mark. 1 billion mark. There will be 3.5 billion cell phone subscribers and 2 billion TVs sometime next year. You know what vampire energy is? That's electricity that runs your TVs and computers when they're in the sleep mode, not even being used. Here's a number. By 2020, this will increase, it'll double. By 2030, we're talking 1.7 terawatt hours. That's the equivalent to the combined total of residential electricity consumption of the United States and Japan combined. It's going to cost $200 billion. Now, these numbers, of course, are difficult for me to sit and take the time and verify. The point is, while all this stuff is sitting there doing nothing, we are, in a combined way, sucking up a lot of electricity, which, of course, leads to the consequences of its production. Those of you into sports drinks, first, in the spirit of disclosure here, this was sponsored by General Mills Bell Institute of Health and Nutrition, but University of Texas researchers took trained cyclists doing a workout. After a warm-up, they cycle a few hours at a comfortable work rate rather than the more frequently seen test to exhaustion. And they wanted to compare whole grain cereals plus milk with a sports drink to see what was better at helping the body regain glycogen. Glycogen is a storage form of glucose. Glucose is what you need to run your body. And they found that glycogen repletion or replenishment was just as good after a whole grain cereal, and that some aspects of protein synthesis were actually better. And, you know, sports drinks are going to be, if Congress gets their way or some congressmen, they're going to start taxing sports drinks because it's got sugar in it, right? I got to chuckle at this. It's a macabre subject. But in 1967, 17% of obituary photographs show the deceased person at least 15 years younger than when they died. That number is more than twice as much by 1997. And it has gone on and on. Now, what is this bias towards a youthful appearance? Is this a boomer thing? The effect was particularly strong for women, who were twice as likely as men to have an obituary photo from when they were much, much younger. Now, this could be a spinoff of Facebook. I have no idea. But, you know, Heather and I were talking about this before the show. And, you know, you look at someone, they died at 93, and there's a picture of them, you know, at 28. I don't know. There's something creepy about that. Isn't it? I mean, is that the relatives that do that? It must be, unless you've arranged for all this ahead of time. This whole business is starting to generate some stirrings that they have essentially pretty much figured out how life began on this planet. We have known that there was this chemical soup early on. And how did it go from there to DNA? I mean, DNA is a molecule that replicates itself. From there, we can figure out how the rest of it happened. Molecule that can reproduce itself has led to life. So I was going to get into this a little more, and then I read it, and I realized I ain't going to bore you with the details. But it was a very clever way, with a little bit of UV light and a little lightning and mixing and heating, all the things that were going on in the early stages of Earth's formation, have shown, A, that life did not come from these hot vents under the ocean, in the ocean, which is what we thought, that it came from the surface in the light of sun, an ultraviolet light, which helped the whole process along. Yes, of course, it challenges the idea that we needed a deity to create life. And, of course, this will all be sorted out later. Here, speaking of sorted out, this is, you want to hear about the most preposterous thing you've ever heard of? a brassiere that detects changes in body temperature brought on by sexual arousal and then squeezes a little more cleavage out of you. When things cool off, the bra's built-in memory relaxes the fabric and the wearer returns to normal. They were trying to develop bras that adapted to different weather conditions. Now, I don't understand this. I'm just not sure I get this whole part, why weather conditions alter your bra. And they wanted to have a bra that automatically adapts to different temperatures to provide women with the absolute perfect fit, no matter how cold it is or how hot it is. And the special expanding foam is what does it. Hey, I told you this is the most ridiculous thing you ever heard. Okay. Now, probably the most famous yo-yo dieter out there has got to be our dear friend Oprah. Up and down and up and down. It's called yo-yo dieting, the rhythm method of girth control, as it were. Well, there's some new research on yo-yo dieting and its effect on your health. And it's not what you think. All right? I'm Dr. Dina Dell. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK.
Dinosaurs, pirates, and aliens. Oh, my. Have you seen some crazy things while traveling? Then go to americasbestvaluein.com to post your story for a chance to win great prizes. Join our free value club for instant travel savings and upgrades at any of our 900 locations throughout North America. Check us out at americasbestvaluein.com or call 888-315-2378. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal. Dinosaurs, pirates, and aliens? Oh, my.
This is Dan Tullis. And I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-967-3532. That's 1-800-967-3532. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
$1,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-967-3532. That's 1-800-967-3532. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Like it or- I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Finding quality local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals is easy with the new Diamond Certified Directory. Just ask Bay Area resident Sharon Sides. She hired a painting contractor who's earned the prestigious Diamond Certified Award.
They were extremely professional. They showed up on time. They cleaned up every day. Their bids were always extremely detailed.
Sharon Sides will use Diamond Certified again.
Have it done professionally so you wouldn't have to worry about having the work done again, say, in a year or two. So we were very pleased with the Diamond Certified resources.
Only companies that rate highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified. For a free Diamond Certified directory for your area, go to DiamondCertified.org, DiamondCertified.org.
Association committees.
A love hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Arthur. How you doing, Arthur?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm
Tuesday's show, you talked about supplemental vitamins and antioxidants and how they make the body turn off its own ability to produce these. And I was wondering, if the supplements do that, why don't the natural foods like blueberries also do the same thing?
Yes, well, it's a complexity of natural substances like blueberries. Because when you give someone just one antioxidant, which is what you'll find in a pill, it seems that when you give a variety of them, there is a balancing act that happens. And, you know, you should ask the same question about all these studies that have not only found vitamins to be worthless in pill form, but that the same studies find that fruits and vegetables are beneficial. And it raises these same issues. And I can think of other examples. How can I think of other examples? That's not a good example. That's easy. I'm looking for easy examples to explain how in a fruit or in your body, this is without intake of fruits or vegetables, there are hundreds of self-manufactured, self-made antioxidant systems. And that oxidation is an important way that your body fights diseases. It's actually an important way we treat some diseases. This is why antioxidants may undo the benefits of chemotherapy in some cancer patients, because it works by oxidizing. But in your body, just like in your immune system, there's a series of checks and balances to keep the whole thing working together. So if one gets out of hand, then the other can pick up where it left off. And some of these things, which look like an antioxidant, can also act as oxidants. So in your immune system, when you get a flu virus, for instance, that turns on a whole bunch of other systems in your body that tone down the immune system to prevent autoimmune disease, other immune things that have to do fighting with all kinds of other viruses. So when you get a flu, the actual immune system turns on a little bit against the cold virus, and also turns down its attack on your normal tissues, which would create autoimmune diseases. So that's what we think is going on when you take a single antioxidant vitamin in larger doses, that it interferes with the body's natural ability to regulate all this stuff. That's the best I can do. It's just, and the clinical research says definitely when it comes, for instance, to this study you're talking about, which I was happy to see made the headlines and made the evening news, is found that vitamins undo the beneficial effects of exercise. And I know a lot of people who exercise and take vitamins, and it's kind of laughable because they did so simply based on what their neighbors told them or instinct, or certainly not on information. But exercise and fruits and vegetables, that's a good thing. All right, let's talk to Sue. How you doing, Sue? Welcome to the program.
Hi, my 15-year-old daughter and I both suffer from migraines, and through experimentation, we've both found that the combination of caffeine, ibuprofen, and sugar can take care of our headaches. But if we just have ibuprofen and caffeine, we don't get relief of the headache. So what is it about sugar that's changing that dynamic?
Yes, oh my gosh, you're asking some very good questions. First of all, caffeine. Initially, the government about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, challenged industry to justify the inclusion of caffeine in over-the-counter analgesics. And a lot of them, you look at a lot of aspirin products and ibuprofen products, et cetera, some of your favorite brand names have caffeine. And they found not only does caffeine increase the efficacy, the anti-pain efficacy of these products, caffeine by itself had analgesic properties. By that I mean anti-pain properties. Sugar by itself, most of the research has been done in infants. If you give sugar to an infant before getting their shots, they cry less. Sugar actually has a pain-relieving aspect to it. And we're not exactly sure, but we think in the brain that sugar stimulates, let's say if sugar stimulates the pleasure centers, which it does, that stimulating your pleasure center might inhibit the pain centers. What's another example? Well, one of my favorite topics, for instance, we have found that with sex, that decreases pain in a variety of syndromes. The initial research was done with arthritis. People could hardly walk. And yet when they're making love, their pain was reduced. So there's something about pleasure reducing pain. Sugar gives pleasure. And therefore, combining sugar and caffeine and ibuprofen might work. And, you know, I don't know, there's a pill out there that combines all three of them. So we'll call it Dr. Dean and Sue's Magic Pain Pill. But it has a rationale behind it. I would just warn you to be careful doing experiments on yourself, because you know when you're taking the sugar, you know when you're taking this and that, and you can very easily induce the power of suggestion or the placebo effect in yourself. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about yo-yo dieting and its effect on your health and your weight, some good research. And believe me, it's not what you've been thinking. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. As 5,000 layoff notices go out to state workers who are paid through the state's general fund, Governor Schwarzenegger is now reviving efforts to make money through more offshore oil drilling. He estimates it could bring in $1.8 billion to the state. The man police in Oakland are calling the Craigslist robber has vanished. He posted his $50,000 bail but never showed up for his arraignment this week. Jurors in San Jose deliberating the fate of a Milpitas man charged with the beating death of a dog with a hammer. After 2 weeks of testimony, jurors yesterday began deliberating felony animal cruelty charge against Alex Castro. The 48-year-old man has three strikes. A defendant faces life in prison if convicted, allegedly killing his girlfriend's Cocker Spaniel with a hammer 2 years ago. And KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young is calling for sunshine with temperatures up to 100. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Times aren't over. There's a sense that good things are on the way, and Fremont Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. If you're looking to save on your monthly mortgage payment, we're offering a rate as low as 4.625% APR on our fixed-rate mortgage with no closing cost or points. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our experienced loan officers. They'll process the necessary information to get you started right over the phone. A Fremont Bank mortgage may be your first start in transforming your new outlook. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 4.625% APR, call 866-341-REFI. Good things are on their way. Be sure to call today.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 4309, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's Income, A-T-Home, 55.com.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. It all started when Dr. Carrie Lee's heating and ventilation system failed. Then she opened her Diamond Certified directory. Her confidence grew as she perused the rating profiles of local top-rated companies.
Why don't we just give this Diamond Certified company a call. We did. They came out. They did the work. 2 hours later, the heating and ventilation system was working. It was a miracle.
Only local companies that score highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified.
I like that. I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
So have you told your friends about Diamond Certified?
Everybody. Everybody.
Read Diamond Certified rating results and profiles and order your free Diamond Certified directory at diamondcertified.org. Again, their website, diamondcertified.org.
I'm for more information.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. We're going to talk about yo-yo dieting. Now, what I've been telling you for years and what the research has supported, that if you lose weight and you gain it again, you're putting your health at risk. There have been a lot of studies to find that, but it's been very hard in those studies to separate intentional from unintentional weight loss. You see, sometimes people lose weight because they got cancer, or they're sick or depressed, or they smoke. So it's very difficult. So here, to look at this, they followed 44,000 women for 20 years. Almost 19% lost and regained at least 10 pounds at least three times. Those women were characterized as mild yo-yo dieters. Another 8% were severe ones, meaning they lost and regained at least 20 pounds three times at least. So you are a severe yo-yo dieter if you lost or regained at least 20 pounds at least three times. Well, mild and severe cyclers gained more weight during follow-up than the non-cyclers, but neither was related to mortality for the time they did the study. Now, you got to say to yourself, how are you going to reconcile that with the next fact? Here it comes. This does back up a lot of research in people of all ages that shows short-term diets don't work. They found that out again and again, and actually may cause you to gain more weight. Dieting is the strongest predictor we have of weight gain, and we need to move people away from it. And we had a call a couple of weeks ago, which raises a question that we've considered for a long time, and there's evidence for it, that every time you diet, you reset your body's internal thermostat. Because your body thinks you're starving. Your body doesn't know you live in the 21st century and you're on a fad diet. Your body thinks there's no food around, so your body may get more efficient about hanging on to the calories and laying down body fat. The researchers, of course, say you need to focus on making long-term gradual changes, drinking less this, eating less that, smaller portions. You've heard all that advice ad nauseum. But at least so far, going up and down doesn't seem to affect your health, but you're going to gain more weight. And why doesn't gaining more weight show up as more death? Well, you know, there's questions about that. And those of you who've read any of my books, listen to this program, you know the evidence that just automatically gaining weight is bad for your health is not so specific. If you got diabetes or high blood pressure, stuff like that, maybe. But there are plenty, 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 plenty of people who are overweight, even very overweight, and they are fit, and they will live as long as anybody else. So we got to sort all that out. Okay. Let's talk to Heather. How you doing, Heather? Welcome. A Hi. Different Heather, I presume.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Heather Pearson. Yeah, I was recently diagnosed with high blood pressure. I'm running like 150, and they put me on some medicine, and I went for a recheck, and they said, oh, it's not working, so they doubled my dosage, what I'm taking. And the other day I was at work, I'm an accountant, and all of a sudden I had all these like wavy lines in front of my eyes, and I could hardly see. And it went on for like 15 minutes, and then it kind of went away, but I was wondering if that's a part of the...
Well, no, we got to get to the bottom of this. Did you manage, for instance, to cover one eye and then the other and see if it's in both eyes or one eye?
It was in both eyes. Yeah, I covered one eye and it didn't make any difference. And then I covered the other one and I still saw the wavy line. So it was like...
Good. Well, that eliminates a whole bunch of things. I'm a little less nervous about it. But let me say to anyone out there, you get wavy lines, you wake up in the morning, you're reading a newspaper and the lines start to wave, then... You, my friends, you need to see an ophthalmologist immediately, because when you develop fluid or macular degeneration at that particular stage, we can treat it. And there's a couple of other things also. But if it's in both eyes, you see, and it's the same, then it's obviously coming from the brain. Sounds to me, and please, I always warn myself and others that I'm not here. I'll give you diagnostic leads, and I can often, you know, often do pretty well with that. But I can't just diagnose you on the radio, but your symptoms sound to me fairly typical of something called ocular migraine. And I have this myself. Doesn't happen often, but I do have it. This is what a person who gets a migraine headache might see beforehand and often. And it's not, it can be anything, please, anything. But typically, it's a little, we call this a scintillating scotoma. Scotoma means loss of vision. Scintillating, well, you know what that means. It's kind of shimmery and almost zigzaggy and all that. And you don't have to get the headache with it. So with that said, I still, when anyone tells me they experience a short-term visual loss, I need to make sure you're not having a TIA, transient ischemic attack, which is like a mini stroke. And so I just think it's always a good idea to mention these things to your doctor who knows you. In general, though, high blood pressure shouldn't cause an acute change in your vision. All right? Let's talk to Zach. How you doing, Zach?
Good. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I had a question, a little unrelated with what you're going off about, the yo-yo diet, but you know those five-hour energy drinks, little
yep.
shooters? I'm wondering what you feel about those. How do you feel? I mean, they got like 8,333% of your daily value of like B12 and niacin and all that stuff. They seem to work pretty well. I just wanted to know if it's the caffeine in them or...
Yeah, Zach, I can bottom line for you. It is the caffeine. There's nothing else in them that gives you energy. It's a total ripoff. You're spending a lot of money. The vitamins do nothing. I don't know which particular, I don't have, you know, all the table of contents, of course, memorized in all of them, but you can definitely get too many vitamins from many things that are on the markets that go way above what's recommended. Too few vitamins and you're deficient and you get disease. Too many vitamins, you get toxic and you get disease. And so, I don't know. There are those who are starting to point to some ill effects from this that relate more to just becoming habituated to caffeine. And I'm a coffee drinker, but you can get way more caffeine in these things than you can in coffee. And that's what it comes down to. The rest of it doesn't matter. Guarana doesn't do anything. And it's just simply caffeine. And we Americans have just fallen for it. So it's a lot cheaper ways to get caffeine if that's what you like. Or if you like the taste, I find most of them horrible. Well, I've tasted most of them and I just don't get it. Don't get it at all. But that's another story. All right, let's take a quickie break. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call. 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. 603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. All right, Walt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dr. Adell. It's almost summer. I've been noticing a lot of body tattoos, and I was wondering what drives a person or personality to get body tattoos, and has the dye always been hard to get out of the skin that they use for this, or has it changed over the years, the dye?
Well, you know, the dye is one of the few things you can inject into the human body that doesn't require FDA approval, and there are changes coming on with that, as far as I know, because you can be allergic to it, and you should always have it tested. In terms of what's going on, well, people who want to be different, except they're being like everybody else, so I don't quite understand it. And it is extremely popular, and it is a passing fad, and it will date these people. Just like, think of anything that comes and goes. You know, I'm thinking of, back in the 60s, people didn't do permanent things to their bodies, but you might think of certain kinds of major piercings that will change. Fads always do. Can you think of anything that's as it was 20 years ago? Nothing. Hairstyle, clothing style, anything. So these are just styles, and a lot of these people get stuck. I cannot tell you how many young people who ran out in an act of defiance or to try and define themselves knows I'm different, so therefore I'm going to do something that's the same that everyone else is doing, but no, let's not go there, who really regret it. And I, if I see it's inevitable, I'll always say at least do it someplace that won't show. My favorite is I love, and as some of you know, I have an interest in Chinese art and Chinese language, is people who would never think of this, have this penchant for having Chinese characters tattooed on their body. And let's just say we have a relative who did that, and when he came home to show us the results, I said, let's see, one from column A, two from column, and the look on his face, and of course the characters are done horribly. It would be like having mom tattooed and having it look like a five-year-old wrote it, right? Chinese calligraphy and characters are very precise. And to a person who is fluent in this, when they look at it, they know it was written by someone who had no idea what they were doing. And what can I tell you? And we do find different personality profiles, but it doesn't mean that everybody who has a tattoo fits that profile. It's like sunglasses. People who wear sunglasses indoors is a certain profile. Higher rates of antisocial behavior, psychopathology, it goes on and on and on. But it doesn't mean everybody who wears sunglasses indoors has that. It's just a statistical shift. So that's what that's about. And some of it is extremely artful. I mean, it is high art. There's no doubt about that. Some tattoo artists are highly, highly skilled and do phenomenal things on the skin. But this too will pass, and there will be all these people. What can I say? All right, let's talk to Frank. Welcome to the program, Frank.
Hi, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I like to drink coffee, and you keep talking about all the benefits of drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. But every time I drink coffee for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, 4 months, I mean 4 months, then my heart starts skipping beats. So can I drink something else, decaffeinated coffee, and get the same benefits? Or could I drink tea or something else that doesn't have as much caffeine? Is it caffeine that causes the heart to skip beats?
Well, you know, coffee does not damage the heart. We used to think caffeine will cause heart attacks, but let me ask you some questions here, Frank. How much coffee do you drink a day?
About 4 cups.
4 cups a day, okay. And you said your heart skips a beat for months. So you mean you drink coffee? Oh,
after I drink coffee for like maybe a month, then my heart starts skipping beats, and then I have to stop drinking coffee, and then it stops skipping beats.
Well, coffee can increase your heart rate if you get too much coffee. I would try decreasing the amount of coffee. You can always go. In other words, it's not black or white. I think what we do in our house, because I enjoy the process of drinking coffee, enjoy the flavor. So we do half and half, half decaf, half caffeinated. And that allows me to drink a lot of coffee without, you know, getting the negative side effects, which can affect your heart rate, etc. It is true with some people, if their heart rate increases, they might be a little more prone to the heart skipping a beat. But for the life of me, I can't quite figure out why. It only happens after a month or two of drinking caffeinated coffee. If caffeine is going to affect your heart, it would do so as the level in your blood rises, and before it falls off, and that's going to be happening on a daily basis. So in terms of the health benefits, I would expect yes. But I got to say something. It's like, you know, non-alcohol wine. You drink wine for its flavor, but you also drink it for the warm feeling. And so I hardly understand why. Would I drink decaffeinated coffee? Once in a while I do. But if you really love the warm, you know, the taste of coffee, et cetera, and decaf is fine for you, then sure, drink decaf. But you're going to have to go down slow because you're going to get a headache and feel lethargic. There is a withdrawal syndrome. So you probably will get the antioxidant benefits from it. But we don't have complete detail on this. I've never seen a study looking at the health benefits of decaf. Well, yeah, there have been some. And seems decaf will offer you some of the health benefits of coffee. Hedgy answer, but that's the best I can do, given the current state of knowledge. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Jolene. How you doing, Jolene?
Hello.
Hi, Jolene. Yep, you're on the air.
My 20-year-old son made some tea with friends of his called trumpet tea. It's from an angel's trumpet plant that is grown in many backyards. I think the real name for it is stramonium, the tour stramonium. And apparently this tea makes you quote-unquote high, but he became completely psychotic on it and was hallucinating, lost control of himself physically. Today he's much better. They kept him in the hospital for most of the day. They said after the first hour they could not do anything for him because they couldn't make him throw up or pump his stomach because it was in his system. My question to you is, you know, this is about 4 days after. Is there anything he could be doing to get rid of the toxins in his body from this tea?
Yeah, also, I wouldn't worry at the... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
And also, you know, these kids, it's in anybody's backyard, basically.
Yes, yeah. Well, this is a plant that's called Datura, as you said, or I think it's the same plant I'm thinking of, is Jimson weed. It's another name, grows all through the Southwest. And every once in a while you hear cases like this, and it's a lousy high. It contains atropine. Atropine is what we give people before surgery to dry you out. Very specific, well-understood medication. This used to be... Actually, some eye doctors still use it to dilate your pupils. So it can, in high doses, cause hallucinations, as I said, and make you very, very sick. But it's gone. It's out of the system at this particular point. But you've asked the bigger, better question. These kids... And whether this is a one-shot deal that has taught him a lesson for the rest of his life and you don't have to worry, or you have a kid who's a risk-taker, has that kind of personality, is hanging around the other kids who are going to be a bad influence, and there's no time like the present to sit him down and start talking to him about your communication. That's where I like to start, is talking to your kids and telling them that there's nothing they cannot tell you, because if they have fear about telling you things or think you will do things that they don't like, they might not tell you. And while you might do things they don't like, you will give them a hearing and get a sense of where your kid's at. He's 20. You know he's been around other stuff. I mean, there's no 20-year-old on this planet that hasn't confronted marijuana, that hasn't confronted other kinds of substances, and you need to ask him and to come clean because it's a pretty extreme act. And yet, of course, it sounds fairly naive to me, because any kid that knows about drugs knows this is not. I mean, you can go out there and find hallucinogens that are way better than this. And so maybe he's resisted that, or maybe doesn't have the money, or maybe I don't know. I don't know, except that what you're describing to me is a red flag. And you do need a hint. Listen, you can lose your life from large doses of atropine. It can affect the heart, and you need to tell him that. And find out what his thinking was and really take stock and act accordingly, and feel welcome to call back when you have more information and we can plot a course that, will enable you to help him, hopefully. All right. That is the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
When my computer crashed, I didn't want to believe it. I mean, my entire life was on that computer. Everything. I almost panicked, but I remembered hearing an ad for Geeks On Site. Some guy who'd had the same problem as me was on the radio telling me Geeks On Site were the go-to guys for computer problems you can't fix. Well, this was definitely a computer problem I couldn't fix. So I called Geeks On Site. Finding an affordable U.S.-based computer whiz is like finding gold. Geeks On Site are the go-to guys for computer problems. They're smart and fast. They figured out what was wrong with my computer in just minutes. Got it back up and running. If you've got computer problems, do what I did and call Geeks On Site. If you call right now, they'll give you their premium protection suite absolutely free just for signing up, a $125 value. Best of all, Geeks On Site has a no-risk money-back guarantee. Call Geeks On Site at 800-619-8811, 800-619-8811. Toll free, that's 1-800-619-8811.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls.
I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So, this plan to save the auto companies is working so far. They're going to put about 38,000 people out of work by closing all these dealerships. What the? More ahead here on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose.
From Open ABC News.
At 2 o'clock.
I'm Sherry Preston. Until now, President Obama has been against military tribunals for Guantanamo.